What's going on, folks? TJ Lauerman, aka That Sports Gamer, here, back at you with another episode of Bullpen Banter. This is episode 79. We're going to be talking about Mother's Day and more tonight. We just had a new roster update and tons of new content in MLB The Show 18. So we're going to talk about that tonight and answer some of your viewer questions from the Bullpen Banter Discord over at thatsportsgamer.com/BB Discord. Link in the chat in the show notes below if you need those. But yeah, lots of stuff came out today. Let's head over to our good friends at theshownation.com, the official website of MLB The Show. Position programs, Mother's Day, and timed May missions are not now out there. First thing we're talking about are the new position programs. We got new ones for catcher, first base, second base, and closing pitcher for a total of six. Two second base, two closer ones. We can pull those up in the game. You just go over to collect programs and then down to the position ones. We'll start with catcher is a new Francisco Mejia diamond program for catcher. This is the first diamond program, diamond position program that we've seen. And to get him, what you're going to have to do is collect some Indians souvenirs, totaling 150 XP, which I think is seven hats, right? Seven hats? Right? Seven? 30, 60, 90? 120, 150. No, five hats. Five hats are 30 XP each for the 150. Do that. You could also do other stuff like the autographed balls, bobbleheads, jerseys, all that stuff. But easiest way, probably five hats, probably going to be the cheapest way as well for you. Then you have to exchange some catchers. I believe it's 5,000 XP value of catchers, whatever you want to call it. So that's not too bad. Then you have to get five hits with catchers in the same Diamond Dynasty game. Not one individual catcher. So you can put catchers in a bunch of positions, but I believe their primary position must be catcher for them to count. But if you have five of them around the infield or something, you can get one hit with all of them, and you're good there. Doing that will get you 80%, which will get you some XP stubs and tickets, a souvenir pack, and also the 85 overall future star Francisco Mejia. Let's hop in here and take a look at that. He plays catcher as his primary position, but also has third base and left field as secondaries. 76-56 contact and power versus righties, 84 contact versus lefties, 67 power versus lefties. Not bad. I'd like a little bit more power in there. Also, this is of the Future Stars set. This is the first Future Star card released this year. Last year, I believe they came out at the end of the season or maybe right after the end of the regular season. He also has 82 plate vision, 76 clutch, 82 durability, 86 arm strength is really nice, and 75 blocking. Nice little card here in Francisco Mejia. And then you're going to have to do two stat missions with him to get the program reward. I guess that's going to go into... who's the catcher? Gary Carter? Yeah, that's going to go into the Gary Carter career arc, which is going to let you finish him out now, which is not something you could do before. Who else we got here? We also got a first baseman one for Justin Bour. That's going to go into the Paul Molitor career arc. Again, tally 10 home runs with first baseman in Diamond Dynasty games. Did I lie about this other one? Oh, no. Yeah, Mejia needs you to get five catcher hits in one game. But the Bour one, you have to get 10 first baseman home runs. But that's a cumulative thing. It does not have to be just one game. Again, also exchange first baseman and exchange Marlins souvenirs. That'll get you to 80%. You'll get the 81 overall All-Star Justin Bour card. Then you'll have to do another stat motion with him to get to the 100% program reward. And that will go into Paul Molitor's career arc. Looking at this Bour card, 80 contact versus righty, 85 power versus righty. That is very nice. 64 contact versus lefty, 88 power versus lefty. 57 vision, 82 discipline, 88 clutch. 62 fielding's okay, 17 speed not great, but both high 80s powers. So that card's going to play very well this year. Good contact, 80 and 64 are not too shabby. And decent vision. But again, defense going to be the problem with this card. He's a big bopper, and he can only play first base is the only catch on that. But cool card. Might be worth picking it up. And, of course, if you can get 10 home runs with first baseman, these ones are actually going to be pretty simple to at least get the card. So if you do that, do him, put him into the Paul Molitor career arc. Second baseman, we got two, Scott Kingery and Howie Kendrick positional programs. Who are these guys going to go into? Do they not have guys to go into? Oh, Utley. You need to do both for the Chase Utley career arc. So what you got to do here, again, tally 20 hits with second baseman for Scott Kingery, and tally 4 runs with second baseman in Diamond Dynasty games. Four runs with second baseman in the same Diamond Dynasty game for Howie Kendrick. And then again, exchange the position players and team souvenirs for both of them. We'll look at the Kingery first. Once you do all that, you'll get the 80%. You'll get the future star cards. Kingery's a future star card. You'll get that, and then you'll have the unlocked stat mission with that card. Kingery, very nice card. He's a second baseman by default, but then can also play third, short, left, center, and right. 80 contact versus righties, 54 power versus righties, 88, 65 versus lefties, 75 vision, 74 fielding, 75 arm strength, 72 accuracy, 72 reaction, 86 speed is very nice. So that's a nice little card that's not going to cost you much to get. And then the Howie Kendrick, take a look at him real quick. It's an 80 overall all-star flashback, 75, 54 versus righties, 82, 62 versus lefties, 65 vision, 78 fielding, 79 arm accuracy, 76 reaction, 61 speed. Again, primary is second base, but also has first and left field as secondary positions. Again, you need both of those to go into the Chase Utley career arc. And then we have two closers who are going to go into, Trevor Hoffman? Yes. They're both going to have to go into Trevor Hoffman's career arc. Those are Sam Dyson and John Axford. Axford's a gold one. You need to get 5 righty saves in Diamond Dynasty games, exchange closers and Brewer souvenirs. And that will get you an 83 breakout flashback with 84 hits per 9, 95 Ks per 9, 61 walks per 9, and 102 clutch. Good velocity. He's got a fastball and a sinker, both over 95, plus a curve and a slider. So great pitch mix there. Pretty nice card to pick up. Again, all you need is 5 righty saves to get him into your pen. So it's going to be real easy, especially if you're on a budget. These cards are going to be great for you. Sam Dyson, you need to get 3 saves with Rangers relief or closing pitchers in Diamond Dynasty. Again, and then exchange closing pitchers and Rangers souvenirs. That's going to get you the breakout Dyson. 76 overall breakout card. 75 hits per 9, 73 Ks per 9, 70 walks per 9, 80 clutch, 92 velocity on his fastball, 2 seamers at 96, 4 seamers at 97, also has a change, a cutter, and a slider, so nice little pitch mix there. Again, if you're rocking a budget squad, this is a great card to have in your bullpen. Not going to cost you much except for a couple saves with some Rangers pitchers, and again, both of those closers are going to funnel into the Trevor Hoffman program. So you saw we got some new future star cards. We had those last year late in the season, showing off these guys in the future, what they think they're going to be. We've already seen Scott Kingery doing pretty good for the Phillies IRL. I think they said this is like a 3-year projection of where these guys could end up being. So if Scott Kingery plays good for the Phillies, he's going to be a pretty nice card for them. Next up, we're going to talk about some Mother's Day weekend stuff. We got some new sets in the collector mission and some new equipment. And that's going to lead up to a brand new 93 overall Eddie Matthews. So let's go hop back into the game. Again, you can find all this stuff out over at theshownation.com. They break it down in a couple blog posts for you. So yeah, they got this new, there's a new program in here. If you go under the collector line, the second one in Mother's Day Collector, collect two Mother's Day pieces of Mother's Day equipment for 40%, collect four for another 40%, and then if you collect all five of them, you'll knock out the 100% and get the Eddie Matthews. Currently, those pieces of equipment are going for quite a bit. There's a Clutch 22 Maple Bat with plus 5 power, plus 5 contact. That's going for nothing. It's like 50 stubs, gets you that easily. Also, an Evo Shield Wrist Guard, plus 3 Discipline, plus 4 Durability. And you can use this in your Road to the Show and in your Diamond Dynasty Create a Player. Again, that's going also for under 50 stubs. But then moving up the price range, a little bit more expensive, there's a Mother's Day CFX Pro Chrome Dip Batting Glove, which is plus 4 contact, plus 4 power, plus 4 clutch, plus 4 vision. That's going for between 3 and 4,000 stubs. There's also a Louisville Slugger Mother's Day 125 series glove, plus 7 fielding, plus 7 arm, plus 7 arm plus 5 arm accuracy, plus 9 hits per 9, plus 9 home runs per 9, plus 8 hits per 9. Again, that's going between 35 and 4,500 stubs. That's a nice goal. If you have a pitcher, I think it's a very nice glove to get for him. But then, so those four going to cost you what? You know, maybe $7,000 for all four of those. That's only going to get you 80% of the way there. The big thing that you need to get in this set right now, going for between 150 and 200,000 stubs, are these Under Armour UA Yard Low cleats. But they're going to give you 13 speed, 9 steal, 10 reaction, 10 home runs per 9, and 7 hits per 9. So that's a pretty big boost to any of your creative players out there. So if you get the stubs, or if you can pull that in a pack, that's kind of huge. Speaking of the packs, we also got the set 4 is now in the packs, and those are going to give you chances to find exclusive Mother's Day equipment needed for this Eddie Matthews program. I believe if you buy a 20-pack bundle for set 4, you are guaranteed one piece of Mother's Day equipment. And if you buy the 50-pack bundle, you're guaranteed 3 pieces of Mother's Day equipment. And that's just in the topper. So if you buy like a 50-pack bundle, there's a possibility that you'll end up getting everything you need. Highly don't think that's going to happen. But you can go out there, you can risk it for the biscuit. If you can pull those cleats, you're going to be set with a lot of stubs. Or you can go ahead and pick up the... where is he? The new Eddie Matthews card. Let's go in here and take a look at that. Also, this Eddie Matthews card probably should dominate with the way the meta is working out right now. He's 86 contact versus righties, 94 power versus righties, 84 contact versus lefties, 109 power versus lefties. Coming out of a lefty, he's going to be crushing. 85 vision, 105 discipline, 96 clutch, 73 fielding, 78 arm strength, 70 arm accuracy, 71 reaction, 53 speed. This is kind of a dope card. If you're collecting Braves and you get that Joe Torre, because you need to do them for Chipper Jones anyway, this Eddie Matthews way better than the way better than that Joe Torre. And since you can't really get Chipper Jones yet to play third base, let me just come over here. Look at his immortal. Like, does Eddie Matthews have... Eddie Matthews has power on par with the immortal Chipper Jones. Again, Eddie Matthews has 94 power versus righties. Chipper Jones has 93. And Eddie Matthews has 109 power versus lefties. And the immortal Chipper Jones has 119. So, pretty beast card in this Eddie Matthews. Again, either you got to get lucky and pull that cleat, or go out there and spend a lot of stubs to get that cleat. What else we got? We got new timed missions. Again, if you go into collect programs, go up twice to the timed area inside May. I don't know if we talked about it last time, but there are some hitting stats with, I believe these are all the stuff from the ticket counter. Flashback Alex Wood. If you throw four innings pitched with him and get a win in the same game, you get 100 in XP and 500 stubs. If you get two hits with rookie Beltre in the same game, 100 XP and 200 stubs. A home run and three RBI with the rookie Mike Stanton that's in the ticket counter, you get 100 XP and 200 stubs. And then if you get three home runs between now and Sunday, May 13th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time, you will get, if you get three home runs, three stolen bases, and three saves, you will get a Mother's Day pack. I assume this has a piece of equipment in it. Yes, one piece of Mother's Day equipment in it, 100 XP and 500 stubs. So if you want to do that, you can go do that. Also, Memorial Day is coming up, and there's another stat mission for that, but we can talk about that in a later episode. But yeah, and those ticket cards, not too bad. Actually, literally as the recording of this, none of those are up on the ticket counter right now. These two ran out, actually. And Kendry Morales is up forever, I guess. I'm actually surprised they didn't update the ticket counter this week with any new cards, because I think we're still only up to unlock level 50 bronze. I mean, even I'm up to 77 bronze, and, you know, I'm not a crazy player. I've already seen guys that are gold. I think I've seen a couple that are diamond. So I'm surprised the ticket counter has not been expanded more. So again, if you do those timed ones, you'll also be working towards some of this other stuff where you get the universal nameplate, or the universal profile stuff, assume souvenir packs and regular packs in the game. What else do we got here? We're going to go over the roster update in just a minute. But also in the blog post, I did a little bit of developer Q&A. So let's pull that up here. Question, now that we can complete the first set of career arc programs, when will we see more career arcs to help us finish the Immortals in Diamond Dynasty? Their answer is, here's the plan. Career arcs will need more positional programs, and they will roll those out, and then the second wave of career arcs will follow. Then Diamond and Gold position programs will lead the way in the coming weeks. So we'll get more Diamond and Gold position programs coming up soon, and then the added career arcs. No word on if there will be more Immortals other than the ones that we've already seen. Though I feel like, have we seen... I don't remember if we've seen more Immortals from the streams, but we have definitely seen more career arcs. I'm trying to think who. Like the Frank Thomas and I believe the Albert Bell are both career arcs. We are yet to see those. Will there be a roster update next week? Is the second question. Yes, but it'll focus on transactions and adding new players, not attributes. Look for details about this week's roster update on the Show Nation. So it looks like that is what they're going to be doing this year. Each week, it looks like they're going to be doing transaction and new player additions, but only every other week, it looks like they're going to be doing the attribute upgrades. So this week we got one, next week we won't. So yeah, happy that they're showing that off. Mr. November mentions that Ted Williams was in the streams. I believe he was an immortal in one of the streams. So we got to see that. Stormfighter Gaming in the chat asks, how much is the Eddie Matthews? He's going to cost you about 160, it looks like. The lowest you're going to get everything for is, as of right now, 10:30 on a Friday, the Friday this all dropped. The cleats were 150, and the other stuff was going to cost you like a little less than four for two of them, and then a little less than 4,000 for two of them, and then the other two are like 50 stubs. What else we got here? And then the last one is, are there any plans for another patch? And they said that there's another patch currently planned to deploy next week. So keep an eye out for that. Okay. So let's talk about the 5-11 roster update. Lots of new changes. We're going to go in here into the game and take a look at some of them. I really do like that they've given us this screen now on the homepage. Just come in here and see it very cleanly. Roster update. We're going to work our way up. We did get a new diamond this week. We'll look at that in a second. Anything to mention below these guys? Let's see. We're going to start with Rich Hill down here, who made some moves. But we'll talk about some of the lower guys. Andrew McCutchen drops from 81 down to silver at 79. Takes a 6-point hit to his contact versus lefties. 5 points to his contact versus righties. 5 points to his power versus lefties. So he got kind of knocked around a little bit there. So he drops out of gold down to silver. Ian Kinsler also drops from gold to silver, taking an 11-point hit to his contact versus righties and a 5-point hit to his contact versus lefties. Also taking hits to his power versus both of them as well. Getting a bump, Nick Markakis goes from a 74 to a 78. He gets a +3 contact versus righties, putting him up to 81. A +7 in his contact versus lefties, putting him up to 72. He also gets +6 power versus righties, bringing him up to 43. And a +17 power versus lefties, bringing him up to 49. All this stuff is over. You can see it all broken down really easily over on theshownation.com. Up on top, they have a button for roster updates, and it'll kind of break down it all for you. Who else? Anybody else make any moves worth a note? A bunch of silvers moved up to... a bunch of bronze moved up to silvers, like Sean Newcomb. He got +3 to his stamina, bringing up to 82. +8 to his hits per 9, bringing up to 70. +5 to his Ks per 9, bringing up to 79. +5 to his walks per 9, bringing up to 41. He was a problem for me to pitch with last year, even with his future star card. I think it had a low walks per 9. So they got that beefed up. So let's talk about some of these higher cards. Rich Hill drops 3 points to an 80 overall. You can see him up on the screen. Takes a 7-point hit to his hits per 9, a 5-point hit to his Ks per 9, dropping those to 82 and 83 respectively. Also a 3-point hit, dropping his walks per 9 down to 53, and his home runs per 9 drops 9 to 61. D. Gordon gets a bump truck, taking him up to, going from 79 to 81. So if you were stocking your D. Gordons, you can go out there and try to make some of that cash back. He got +4 to his contact versus righties, bringing it up to 91. +6 to his contact versus lefties, bringing that to 81. A little bit of power. +2 to his power versus righties to 31. Only problem was a -7 to his discipline, dropping that down to 25. Eugenio Suarez, Wilson Contreras. What? Wilson Contreras took a 2. Wilson Contreras got this roster update and did not take it very well. He did not take it very well. He drops from an 83 to an 81. -7 points to his contact versus righties and power versus righties, dropping him to 64 and 66 respectively. -6 to his contact versus lefties, dropping that to a 71. Did get a +5 to his vision, but also took a -8 to his discipline. But with that, I want to say Wilson Contreras... What did he do today? I think he hit like 2 home runs and a couple doubles. He had 7. So pretty much since this roster update was locked in, he's had 7 extra base hits in 2 games. So maybe we'll get that bounce back pretty quick with this Wilson Contreras. That would be nice because he's a good card, good against lefties and righties. Still decent stats, and he's still going to be able to play for you because he's very good defensively. And again, even versus lefties and righties, which not a lot of catchers are. Usually they're very lopsided in their splits. So that's good for him. Eugenio Suarez jumps up from 79 to 81, +5 to his contact versus righties, +7 to his contact versus lefties, +3 to his power versus righties. So now he's kind of a beast versus lefties. Good thing is for me, I have him in my event squad already locked in. So that's going to make them a little bit better. +5 to his vision, +5 to his discipline. So now he's 67-72 versus righties, 81-79 versus lefties. So that is nice. Dozier takes a hit, dropping him down from an 83 to an 81. Carlos Martinez gets that bump truck from an 80 to an 82. +8 to his hits per 9, bringing him up to an 81. Plus 3 to his home runs per 9, bringing him up to 872. Plus 11 to his clutch, bringing him up to 78. But he does take a 2-point hit to his walks per 9, bringing him to 58. Aaron Nola gets a nice little bump, going from 81 to 82. AJ Pollock gets a nice bump across the board, going from 81 to 83. Plus 8 contact versus righties, bringing him to an 82. Plus 6 contact versus lefties, bumping him to 79. Plus 7 power versus righties, bringing him to 59. Plus 8 power versus lefties, bringing him to 77. But he does take a 6-point hit and is now at a 68 vision. A couple other guys. Garrett Cole, I know some of my friends out here in the Bullpen Banter Discord lit it up and bought a ton of him, looking for that diamond upgrade. Gets so close this time, going from an 81 to an 84 this week. Plus 5 to his hits per 9, bringing that to 69. Plus 5 to his Ks per 9, bringing that to 80. Plus 4 to his walks per 9, bringing that to 78. Plus 2 to his home runs per 9, bringing that up to 68. James Paxton, who just in the last week had a 16-strikeout game and a no-hitter, goes from an 82 to an 84, also knocking on the door to diamond. Plus 9 to his hits per 9, bringing that to 81. Plus 5 to his Ks per 9, bumping him to 83. Though he does take hits in his walks per 9, he drops 4 to 64. And home runs per 9, he drops 2 to 69, which is nice. Andrelton Simmons playing out of his mind right now. He goes from an 82 to an 84. So now we got a lot of 84s knocking on that door for diamond for the next roster update in 2 weeks where they're going to do the attributes. He gets plus 6 to his contact versus righties, bringing that up to 81. Plus 8 to his power versus righties, bringing that to 45. Plus 6 to his power versus lefties, bringing that to 44. And plus 4 to his discipline, bringing it to 57. Plus a plus 2 to his contact versus lefties, bringing that to 64. Lots of good upgrades there. A couple bad guys on the verge of dropping from diamond. Josh Donaldson goes from 86 to 85, in danger of falling here. Takes a 4-point hit to his contact versus righties, dropping that to 69. Does get plus 2 to his contact versus lefties, bringing him to 74. Also gets power versus righty bump plus 3 to 87. Does take a 3-point hit to his power versus lefties, dropping him to 91, and also takes a negative 8-point hit to his vision, bringing that to 53. Also, Goldie for the Diamondbacks, going from 87 to 85. He takes some big hits because he was over 100 for some reason, or he was over 99 in two of his versus lefty ratings. He takes a negative 7 in contact versus righties, dropping him to 75. His contact versus lefties goes from 102 down to 90, but he does, on the flip side of that, he actually got a plus 11 power versus lefties, bringing that to 92. So sorry, only his contact versus lefties was over 99, not his power. He also does take a 7-point hit to his vision, dropping that down to 47. But still, 106 discipline, 99 clutch, 95 durability, and 90 fielding. So he's got the glove over there at first base. But now, three guys getting them bump ups. Francisco Lindor goes from 85 to 86. Only thing here is he takes a negative 15 to his contact versus righties, dropping that down to 63. Also, a negative 8 to his vision, dropping that down to 75. But how did he go up an overall point? He got plus 5 to his contact versus lefties, bringing that to 91. Also, plus 14 to his power versus righties, and plus 11 to his power versus lefties, bringing those to 71 and 69. What's the word I'm looking for? Relatively, whatever. 71 power versus righties, 69 power versus lefties. So he's got that bump to go with that 90 fielding. 76 arm strength and 82 reaction, 69 speed. So Francisco Lindor, still a great option over there, respectively. That was what I was looking for before. Sticking with the left side of that Indians defense, Jose Ramirez also goes from an 85 to an 86. Again, takes hits to his contact, but gains it in power. He drops 6 in contact versus righty and contact versus lefty, going to 84 and 88 respectively, but gets plus 10 to his power versus righties, bringing that to 71, plus 2 to his power versus lefties, bringing that to 59. Also gets a plus 6 to his discipline, giving him a 67 there. And then The big move of the week, Luis Severino goes from an 83 gold to an 86 diamond. So if you were betting on Luis Severino, you may have made out pretty damn well today. Plus 4 to his stamina, bringing that to 90. Plus 3 to his hits per 9, bringing that to 79. Plus 2 to his Ks per 9, bringing him to an 82. Plus 3 to his walks per 9, bringing that to 70. Plus 6 to his home runs per 9, bringing that to 65. Plus 9 to his velocity. So he's throwing Ched now. That's a 94. Let's actually go look at that card. See his pitch mix now. I have the card, so I can just find it here. Yeah, so he's got a four-seamer at 98, a two-seamer at 94, plus the 88-mile-per-hour slider and 86-mile-per-hour changeup. He is gonna be pretty, pretty nasty. Not currently on an IE boost, so we can't see what that looks like. But yeah, a nice little roster update there. Actually, I was actually kind of surprised that I don't think any of the Player of the Month cards got bumps in this roster update, which seemed a little weird to me. Maybe they will be coming in the one in 2 weeks. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. We do have a couple questions from the Bullpen Banter mailbag. And if you want to leave a question for the show, go to thatsportsgamer.com/BBDiscord. Join in on the fun. Are we at 150 users yet? I think we got to be close. We are at currently 143. So we're close. So if you're listening and you're not in the Discord, maybe you're an old man like Cooperstown Kurt and technology eludes you, come on over. Try the Discord. See what's up. Check that out. Drop a message into the channel, BB Mailbag. That's what we got in here from tonight. Mr. Lightbulbs asks, when do you think the first Immortal will be released and who will it be? Now I'm assuming his question is which one of the programs will we be allowed to finish, to get an Immortal. Technically that answer is already answered because the first Immortal that you can go in here and get is Vladimir Guerrero. You have to go get all the live series cards, and you can have him, if you want, but I assume he means the next one. I assume they're going to roll him out, pretty soon. We're gonna need the position upgrades next. I'm hoping they actually, when they do it, I hope they're all just gonna get opened up. They're gonna roll out the new career arcs. Hopefully they open them all up. I would assume all this stuff's gonna be out in June. Maybe we'll start being able to do the Immortals. If you told me we could start doing the Immortals, like actually finishing them off the weekend, the Friday before the last Friday in June or the first Friday in July, I would believe that. I feel like they are trying to hold it back a little bit longer this year. We know last year, the big thing was you could not do the Griffey until they released the, was it the Impact Veteran or something into the ticket counter? And then they just did that in, like, May, I think it was. So I think they're trying to slow play this a little bit longer to make these Immortals a little bit more rare. I would assume the earliest you'll be able to get them done is in July for the All-Star, or for the All-Star break and 4th of July weekend. I assume they figure a lot of people are going to be playing over that break, so why not have everything out and let them have that stuff to grind for then? FSU2014 in the chat asks, when do I think the ticket counter will be updated? I'm actually really surprised that it didn't get updated this week. I feel like there's a lot of people. I mean, even I'm up to 77 bronze, and I feel like I've never been the fastest in climbing these ranks, mainly because I play a lot of online games, and I don't actually do a lot of the collections and stuff. So by them still only having bronze 50 level stuff, I'm kind of surprised. I was really thinking we were going to get the silver level zeros today. Maybe they're holding that off for next week, since it won't be a roster update with attribute changes. So maybe they'll release more cards on those weeks where those roster updates are just the transactions and new players. So look out for that. Maybe I think next week maybe we'll get some new ones. Will they be diamond cards? Probably not. We'll still probably be in the, like, 84. Well, I guess maybe they will be diamonds. Maybe the first Silver Zero will be a diamond. Like an 85 diamond. I don't know who, but that seems about right with the way that they've spaced these out already, with 50 bronzes being 83s. I could see a diamond, a level zero silver guy up there. Mr. November 2 in the Bullpen Manager Discord asks to add on to the thing. What type of pattern do you expect the career arcs to complete the Immortals that will follow? I think it's going to be pretty much... I assume that when they release them, it's going to essentially be the same ones as these career arcs, but maybe more. Because with the Diamond Positional Player ones, it looks like... Well, we only have the Mejia, and I don't have this stuff done, so it looks like you're going to have to do two stat missions with him. I wonder if the career arcs... will be a little bit harder with more stat missions, because some of these career arcs, I think they only get to like 88 diamond, 85 diamond. The Hoffman's an 89 diamond, 90 for the Sutton, 89. I assume the second set of career arcs are all going to be, you know, you're going to get like a 92 to a 94 diamond for those. Yeah, because nobody's over a 90 in the current career arcs. Actually, Gary Carter, 92. Well, that might be a weird thing because it's a catcher position, so the ratings are rated a little differently. 91 for Molitor. So, yeah, I would assume the next ones are going to be 92s to 94s when they come out. So, you're going to have a lot of... If you're getting these Immortals, you're going to have a lot of cards that are going to be really good when you're doing that. Mouse asks if I'm surprised that they did the Future Star cards early this year. I don't think so. I'm not really surprised because this was a great idea last year, especially for, you know, the September call-ups from last year, because I feel like if you're a Phillies fan, granted, the Phillies have some good players this year. Let me run over to that. You know, the Phillies squad... still, your best card, your best live series card right now, if you're a Phillies fan, is an 82. And if you really love the Phillies, you know, you're going to be really excited to go out there, get this Scott Kingery, and start playing with that card. So I love this idea of these Future Star cards. And I actually like that they're putting them out early. When do we get that, like, 98 Ronald Acuna? Let's get that now. Why not? Let's just start it popping. I do wonder, I don't think they'll do it, but I do wonder if they would do... like flashbacks to last year's Future Stars. Doubtful. Maybe they have like a 2 year or 3 year a thing on those, so they don't bring those back too quick. Though, you know, it would be kind of cool if they did bring back the what was that, like a Rhys Hoskins Future Stars from last year. You know, throw that in here again as a flashback. That would be kind of cool. Future flashbacks, we can call him Bob Hazelwood in the chat. Great idea. Yeah, I like the Future Star cards. I loved them last year. I was a little sad that they actually did come out so late in the year, especially as a Braves fan. I only had like one diamond to play with, and then I got like four Future Star cards that I wanted to use, so that was cool. So yeah, maybe we'll get some new Brave Future Star cards. Let me get a Ronald Acuna, and then some more of these pitchers. I think they had Gohara and Newcomb both had them last year. Soraka just came up for the Braves. I forget what his card is in the game. I think it's a bronze right now. But hey, they want to give Soraka it's currently a 65 bronze. If they want to give him a Future Star card where he's a beast, I'm all for it. Don't they have someone else in the pen? Like an AJ Minter Future Star card would be pretty cool. AJ Minter going for 12 stubs. Gonna go buy some more AJ Minters. Highly recommend you get in on those Minters before he gets those bumps. He's out there striking out a lot of guys last time I checked. But yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much gonna wrap it up for the show, mainly because, as you know, I was away last weekend. I'm gonna be away this weekend. And I'm at 22 wins in this event. Three more. And I get Wade Boggs. Also, two more losses. Maybe I can finally open up that pack and check out if I got that Ozzie Albies. If I get Ozzie Albies, going to lose my mind. Question is, if I get Asgalbies, do I keep them? Do I sell them? And then go try to do this collection and try to get myself, get this big bopper in Eddie Matthews? Maybe. Crazy idea. I think Albies hit another home run tonight. Also, I feel like all of Albies' home runs are against righties. Yet, I think his power numbers on his player of the month are all lefty side. But, hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles right now. But, yeah, it's time for me to get back in this event and get those. So if you want to keep watching, you can do that. I'm just going to sign off on the show. And then give me a minute, and I'll be back continuing to stream the event. But yeah, guys, thank you very much for coming out tonight. Really do appreciate it. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. Also hit the follow button here on Twitch, twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer. If you want to watch the archive of this, if you missed the beginning parts, we do the highlight on Twitch, but also we send it over to youtube.com/ThatSportsGamer. We'll put some other stuff up over there as well. All the other games and all the goodies that we do. What else? If you are not already subbed to the channel here on Twitch, you can do that for $4.99 a month if you want to help support the channel. If you have Twitch Prime, if you have Amazon Prime, you get a free Twitch Prime sub that you can use every month. You can use that here. I'd appreciate that. You get a couple good little bonuses with that. I have a private room in the Bullpen Banter Discord for the Twitch subs. I also share a Google Doc out with them. With the cards that I'm investing in, including the cards that I'm trying to get out of right now, like Brett Anderson, who started off strong and then kind of bombed. And also, if you're one of the subs to the channel here on Twitch, in my Out of the Park Baseball 19 franchise with the Braves, I am creating all the subs in the game as draft prospects. And if you're lucky, like Balls on Base, who's not in the chat tonight, you can get drafted by me, maybe. He's going to be a future third baseman for me, but I don't think so because Austin Riley's playing really good, so maybe he's not going to have a spot at third base. Might have to trade him and go out there and get someone like Healthy Lou Gehrig, another one of the subs. I think he's crushing it. I believe he got drafted by the Royals. I think he was a 31st pick in the first round. I know he's out there dominating. But as I said, I got to get back to this event, try to get these dubs so I can get the Chicken Man. And then decide what we're going to do with him. A lot of third basemen in the game that are kind of beastly right now. So we'll see what's up with this. We'll see what's up with this Wade Boggs. Hopefully tonight, because I don't have much time. Again, the event is going to end Monday at noon Pacific time. So you're not going to have time. Might not have time Monday to play. So you want to get that wrapped up this weekend. But yeah, guys. As always, thank you very much for watching. I do appreciate it more than I could ever tell you or you could ever know. So I do want to just keep telling you that as much as I can because you guys are a great community. And I love having you guys coming out to the streams, watching the show and stuff. So yeah, now it's time for me to get on the field. But it's also time for you to get out of the bullpen and get into the game. And thank you guys for watching. We'll be back again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Oh, it works because it's a baseball joke.